Okay, so this week is Parshas Vayetze. Let's begin with... I'll begin with a joke. Everyone likes jokes. Jokes are always good. You can never go wrong with a joke. Again, this week's Parshas, we learn about Yaakov Avinu, yeah, he takes the stones. He comes, and he lies down, and he collects 12 stones. And the Pasuk tells us that in the morning, there's only one stone. So what's going on? There's only one stone. Yesterday he took 12 stones. Right? It says over here, "Vayifka b'mokom vayikach me'avnei hamokom." Many stones. He wakes up in the morning, and he says, "Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnah." So he wakes up, and it says in the pasuk, "V'ho even hazos." So everyone knows the famous Rashi. All of the stones were fighting. Olai yoniach tzadik roishoy. Olai yoniach tzadik. So Hashem made a miracle, and Hashem caused all the stones to merge into one stone. Okay, everyone knows this Rashi. Famous Rashi. Every child knows this. I'm sure in Sat Mechid they know this Rashi inside out. Correct? Absolutely. Okay. So now I have a representative of Sat Mechid, so we're in good shape. So the Yitzhak, this comes from, this joke comes from the Satmar. Who's the Yitav Leif? That's the grandfather of the Satmarov?
I think so.
Okay, so the Yitav Leif, so it says that the Yitav Leif had, when he first started, he became a Rebbe. I don't know the exact event. They threw stones at him. They threw stones at the Yitav Leif. Okay, they threw stones. And I think the Satmarov, could be, I don't know who it was exactly, he came into his office and he found in his desk, he found a stone. And they asked the Yitav Leif, "Why? What's the stone in the desk?" So he says, "When I first started years ago, they threw stones at me, and they threw stones at my office, my home, and it went through the window, and landed on the desk. And I picked up the stone, and I never understood this. I took the stone, I went to the window, I looked at the window, and the hole it made in the window is much smaller than the stone. And ad hayom hazeh, I never understood how this stone was able to crack the window, get to the window, and land on my desk. Because the stone is larger than the hole it made in the window. And ad hayom hazeh, I don't know." So I figured, I don't know, it's very strange. So I saved the stone all of these years. And then he told him, I figured out how it happened. How did it happen? He's making a joke about himself. He says, "The truth wasn't, they threw at me little stones. And all the little stones went through the little hole. But when after they penetrated the window, all the stones said, 'Olai yoniach tzadik rosho.' I want to be the one that will clap him in the head. I want to be the stone." So Hashem did a miracle. All Hashem is mafias. All the stones, they all came together in one stone to hit me on the head. And that's why this one stone is larger than the hole in. Okay, that's my milsa b'dichusa to begin. You like the smart? You like the smart? Don't say it over. Okay.
Check it out someday.
Don't say it over. Satmarov. Okay. Let's now go to something more serious. Every day when that is, this is a drush. If it's MS, not MS, I do not know, but it's a drush. Every day when davening is over, the last thing that we say davening before we move davening over is the pasuk Yehiyu Lirat Soin Imrefi. May find favor the words of my mouth. He was Imrefi Vehegyon Libi, and the thoughts of my heart, Lifonecha, before you, Hashem. And then we say three words. Hashem Tzuri V'Goali. You are my rock and my redeemer. Now this has become a non-Jewish expression. You are my rock. Right? When you want to say about someone that you love or someone that you hold from, they are my rock. It's taken from this pasuk in Tehillim. Hashem Tzuri V'Goali. You are my rock. A rock is the strongest, well not the strongest, but it represents something which is solid, which is permanent, which cannot be destroyed. And when you want to refer to someone that is powerful and someone for whom that your love and your loyalty is eternal, you refer to them as your rock. This is what the simple understanding of the pasuk, and it's something which is used in Hashem Tzuri V'Goali. And there are other psukim which also make mention of this idea that Hashem is my rock. Hashem is my rock. Hashem is, we are eternally loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is permanent. Hashem is powerful, all-powerful, almighty. It's a very nice expression. What?
Mosur.
Mosur. You have it in many places of Chazal. But it's interesting that we have chosen this pasuk to conclude every one of our tefillos. Yehu l'ratzon imayfi, v'heyu libi l'fanecha. Okay, those words obviously make a lot of sense. It should find favor, the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart. Okay, those words make sense. But it's interesting, it's curious that we conclude with Hashem, Tzuri, v'goali, you are my redeemer, you are my rock. Okay, besides the Pshuta Shel Mikra, I believe there's a very important drush. And it comes from the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu. In this week's parasha, Yaakov Avinu, he comes, Vayivka b'mokoyim, Vayivka means he met. And it means, Ein pigia ela l'shoin tefillah. Yaakov Avinu was misakin tefillah smayrif. Especially tefillah smayrif is a tefillah for Golas. It represents the koyach, the daven in times of Golas, when it's dark. And Yaakov wasn't even really planning on davening. He passed over the place of the Beis Hamikdash. He wanted to go back all the way to Haran to find the Shirach. And then he realized, oh yeah, I passed the place of my forefathers, Har HaMaria. And Hashem did a miracle, Kvitzadech. And all of a sudden he found himself resting there by the Beis Hamikdash. He was misfollow. He went to sleep. And he woke up in the morning. Vayida Yaakov neded Leimar. And he went and he composed the most eloquent tefillah. Let me read you the tefillah. He made a neder after he woke up. Further, Vayida Yaakov neded Leimar. Im yihye ribonish shalom, let me make a deal with you. Let me make a deal with you. Im yihye elokim imadi, if you'll be with me, you'll take care of me. He's being, that's what davening is all about. Ushmerani baderech hazesh enoch yolech. Every morning, get up in the morning, you go to shul and daven, you go to work, you go to the morning kollel, you go somewhere. You know, you need success, you need siyata dishma, you need hatzlacha. You ask, what is the kaycha tefillah? Ushmarani, you will guard me. Baderech hazeh asher onochi holech. And you'll give me parnasa. V'nosam li lechem lechol. Everyone needs parnasa. Uvegelilbosh, clothing, all of your tzrochim. These two expressions capture a person's needs. And then what? And v'shavti v'sholom will be'savi. I'll come back home in peace. I'll return back home. Beis Avik refers, you leave this world in peace. Go back. Beis Avik refers to Olam HaMes. V'hoya Hashem li l'lokim, and everything will be good to me. Then what am I going to do for you, Hashem? If you'll be good to me. So, see, tefillah, we think of tefillah as a one-way street. Just give. Give me, Hashem. Unfortunately, that's wrong. You have to reciprocate. When you daven, you have to negotiate. It's a negotiation. You got to make a deal. You got to make a deal. What's the deal? I'll be good to you, Hashem. V'ho even hazos. This stone that I am sleeping on, that I slept on this night, this makom, asher samti ma'atzila, which I have set, I have erected as a monument, yiyeh beis elokim, will be the beis hamikdash. If you will be good to me, you will allow me to survive the ordeal that I am about to engage in, by going back to love and seeking the shirach and so on and so forth, I will make this even beis elokim, v'chol asher titli, everything you give me, I will dedicate to you. Aser asher nuloch, I will separate myself, I will return to you, I will support the Kohanim, the Levim, I will give to the Beis HaMikdash, I will support you. When we finish davening, what we're really doing is, and we say Hashem Tzuri V'Goali, Al Derech Jush, is we are promising to emulate, to follow in the ways of Yaakov Avinu. We've just davened, we've recited an entire Shemoneh Esrei. The entire Shemoneh Esrei can be captured, can be summarized in the words of the Pasuk of Gimme Lechem Lechol Avega Lilboish, and V'Shavti V'Sholom, I shall come, I'm going to sleep tonight in peace, everything should be okay. And if Hashem, you'll give me, it's not going to be one way, Hashem. If you'll give me Parnasa, you'll help me be successful, that whatever you will give me, I'll give back to you. I'll support Talmidei Chachamim. I'll give money to Bati Knesios, Bati Midrashos. I will dedicate my whole life. Everything you give me will be an instrument to serve you. That everything, my whole life, should be a Beis Elokim. So when we say Hashem Tzuri V'Goali, you are my rock. Besides the simple understanding of the pasuk, you are my rock, you are my stronghold, you are my power, I'm saying I will. You're alluding to, okay, it's a drush, but you're alluding to, what you're saying with those words is, even hazos asher samdi matseva yihye beis elokim. I will reciprocate this stone. What you give me will be given back to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve you better and to make the world a better place. Yeah.
I've always had a question on Pasuk Chaf.
Okay.
Actually, Chaf Aleph.
Okay.
It's like, and the question, I never understood an answer. Yaakov is making his belief, is you can understand, like,
okay,
condition. If you get, forget Chaf Aleph for a moment.
Okay.
It's like, if you do all this for me, that I'm telling you, then...
Okay, it's a very good question. I don't have an answer for you now. I hear your question. It's not proper. You don't make deals. Who are you? Right. Who are you to make a deal with a Kadosh Baruch? Hashem will do what He wants. Okay, it's a very good question. It's dealt with. It is dealt with by a lot of the Rishonim. I'm not prepared now to give a proper answer. But it's an excellent question, and it's dealt with. It's something which is discussed.
I'm sure I'll answer.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go now to another idea. Now, this I wanted to go very quickly. I want to touch on something we did yesterday. Yesterday we discussed the prayer of Daniel. Daniel said, Hokel HaGodol and VeHanoira. He left out Gibor. Hokel HaGodol VeHanoira. So we discussed yesterday why he left out Gibor, Aye Givuroisav, the Jewish people have been exiled, but he did say the word Noira. So yesterday we went off on a tangent, we explained the first bracha of the Shmon Esrei. The first bracha of Shmon Esrei, we say Hokel HaGodol HaGibor VeHanoira. So just to review what we said yesterday very quickly, we said that there are only four parts to the first bracha, those four words. And those four words come from Moshe Rabbeinu. The rest of the first bracha is an explanation of those four words. To review, we said Hokel. What kind of Kel? Kel means a power. Let's explain. Hashem is a Kel Elyon, not just any power. Hashem is the ultimate power, a Kel Elyon, supreme. We said Hashem is Godol. What does it mean, Godol, great? Greatness is defined in terms of how much you give, not in terms of how much you take. Goimel chasodim tovim v'konei hakol. So we explained this yesterday. It's an bayer. When we said your godol is expressed in terms of, look what you do, Hashem. You goimel chasodim tovim, and in the process of doing so, v'konei hakol, you acquire everything that there is in this world. Then we said the third term, gibor. What does it mean, Gibor? So we explained yesterday, Ezehu Gibor, HaKoivesh Es Yitzro. And indeed, the Anshei Knesses HaGadola, these are the Gibor, that's another point, but Ezehu Gibor, HaKoivesh, you withhold, you hold back. We, unfortunately, are deserving of punishment, of suffering. Hashem doesn't punish us. He lets us go. Why? Is it our merit? Certainly not. V'zocher chastei avos. V'zocher chastei avos is the perush, is the beor of the word gibor. Hashem holds back. He doesn't punish us. He lets us survive. Why? Because we have zuchus avos. Now we come to the last term, the fourth and last term, noira. What does it mean, awesome? What does it mean, awesome? Miracles. The Kivshan Ha'esh, Doiv Arayos, we don't have that today very much. We don't have such miracles. But you know what Noir is? We survive. Hashem is in the process of bringing Gula Umevi Goyel Livnei Vinehem Leman Shemo Bahava. The Noira, the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that history is the story of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing things, bringing about events, causing things to happen, which will ultimately result in the Mevi Goyel Livnei Vinehem Leman Shemo Bahava. That's what we explained yesterday. I just want to point out that's mamish in this pasuk, in this parsha. Yaakov Avinu, after he wakes up from his dream, what does he say? He says one thing. Manoiro hamakoyim hazeh. He defines the place of the Beis Hamidrash with one word. Noira. Why is it Noira? Because look what Hashem said to him in the dream. It's clear as day that this is the parish of the Shemon Esrei. When he, in the dream, when he falls asleep, Hine Hashem nitzvolav, Vayomar, Ani Hashem, Elokei Avraham Avicha. I am the God of your father, your grandfather Avraham, Ve'elokei Yitzchak. And Hashem says, guess what? Ha'oretz asher ata sheichei voleha l'cho etnena ulezarecha. It's going to your children. V'hoyo zarecha ka'afar ha'oretz uforatzto yomo v'kebo v'tzafoyno v'negbo v'nivichu v'cho kol b'shchos ha'adama uvizarecha. Rashi tells Hashem folded the whole Eretz Yisrael underneath Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was lying, and it says, I am the Elokei of Avraham and Yitzchak, and it's going to your children. Yaakov wakes up, and what does he say? Manoira hamokim hazeh. What is Noira? The Shemon Esrei tells us, Umevi goyel levnei v'nehem. That Hashem brings the geula that He promised the Avos. Hashem made promises to the Avos, and that is a, that develops, that evolves, that unfolds throughout history. It's exactly what Hashem reveals to Yaakov Avinu in his dream. There's a lokei Avram, lokei Yitzchak. They deserve big things, and I promise that big things. And don't worry, you and your children will get it. There will be a goyel of nevinehem. And Yaakov, how does he define this makom? Manoira hamakom hazeh. And every day in the Shemona Esrei, it's exactly what we do. Hakel, kel elyon. Gadol. Gadol, it's not so, you find in Tanakh. Gadol means Barzilai Hagiladi Ish Gadol Ma'od. What did he do? He gave. He was a giver. You find many references of giving. When you give, you're Gadol. Hashem is Gadol. Goimel Chasodim Tovim V'Kon Yakol. Gibor Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Ezer Gibor Hakayvish Es Yitzro. Why is Hashem so kind? V'Zeh Chas Yavos. But Noira is the hardest to prove. Noira from all of the four expressions, but it's right here in Parashas Vayetze. In Parashas Vayetze, you see clear as day the word Noira means the process. The taich of Noira doesn't mean awesome. Okay, it means awesome. But the depth of being awesome means the process of bringing Geula Livnei V'Nehem, and it's exactly what it says here, Manoira Hamokoim Hazeh. Okay, let's go to another idea. Now this idea, from the Satmarov. Okay, from the Satmarov, this idea made, it made an impression on me. I'm not trying to make you into Chassidim Chassidim. Okay, I don't have payas, I don't have a beard. Don't worry, I'm not trying. This part, for some reason, made a roisham on me. It's a real Satmavart, as you'll see. No, I saw this in another sefer. They have it's a sefer. It's a liquid of it's more sharp. It's not like not really Torah. It's more sharp things, stories from the Satmar Rav. So let me tell you the story. Let me tell you what he said. It made an impression on me. That's what I want to share with you. A person came to the Satmar Rav. The Satmar first came to America. He didn't have a minion. Barely had a minion. Can you imagine today how many Satmar Chassidim there are? Didn't have a minion. And he had a small group of people who survived all of the tsars of the war. And most of them, they came to America, they shaved off their beard, they shaved off their payas, and they look like me. They look like your average guy. So the Satmar Rav met with one of his Chassidim that he knew from Europe. And he said to him, "What happened to you? Where's your beard? Where's your payas?" Well, you know, just because you come to America, we have to continue our tradition. So he said, times have changed. Times have changed. We've come to America, we've gone through a lot of tsaras. It's different. Today, it's different. You can't be a Satmar Chassid today. Today, we have to be part of society, blend into society, and observe Hashem in a much more quiet, take a back seat. We can't. Today, these are his words, today is different. So the Satmar Rav said, I'm not telling you to be, I'm not trying to promote anything here. I'm just telling you the Vart. The Vart is a very powerful Vart, and everyone can apply the Vart in their own life. So the Satmar Rav said to him, "You're just like Lavan Horami. You talk just like Lavan Horami. It's not an excuse. Don't tell me this business today is different. You're like Lavan." So the person was very, "What do you mean Lavan? How dare you tell me I'm Lavan? Lavan Horami. It's a Russia. What?
Mishpacha.
What do you mean Mishpacha? Okay. But he critiqued, "You're like Lavan. What do you mean I'm like Lavan?" I said, "Let me explain to you." End of the parasha, Yaakov Avinu, he runs away. He had enough Lavan. Lavan, the Lavan servants say, "Oh, Yaakov, he stole everything. The Akudim, Utuludim, Uberudim, he stole all of the sheep." Yaakov, in the Medrash says, he started out with 70 sheep, and he had 600,000. It was just like the Midrashim, just like Klal Yisrael started out 70 souls, and they went to 600,000. There's a Medrash that says he started the first deal when he separated the Akudim, Utuludim, Uberudim. He had 70 sheep. That's what he started from. 70 defective pieces of merchandise. And from those 70 defective pieces of merchandise, he mass-produced 600,000 quality items. Okay, so they were very upset. So Yaakov Avinu said, "I'm out of here." He told his wives, "Come meet with me in the field. Let's talk. Let's negotiate." And they said, "That's it. You're right. Let's go. We're out of here." He runs away. Takes 3 days for Lavan to realize he runs away. He ran away. He gathers his men. like, you know, an old Western, old Western movie. Gets the rifle, puts on the cowboy hat, and that's it. The chase is on. The chase is on. Okay, all of a sudden the pasuk says, I have to find the correct the pasukim. The chase is on. Hashem vayovoy elokim elovon harami bachaloim. I'm pasuk perik lamed aleph pasuk chof dalid. Hashem comes to Lavan harami bachaloim in a dream. Oh, and he says, I know you're close, you're closing in. Tomorrow you're within range. Tomorrow you're going to meet. Hishamalucha, watch out. Pen tidaber im Yaakov mitoiv adra. Don't make trouble. Don't talk to him, don't make trouble. Okay? That was Hashem's message. He wakes up in the morning like nothing happened. He chases Vayaseg Lavan es Yaakov. He chases after Yaakov. He overtakes him. V'Yaakov toka es Aloy Bahar v'Lavan l'toka es Echo Bahar Gilad. V'Yom Lavan l'Yaakov me'asisa. What did you do? You disappeared. You ran away. He goes on to explain. Let's skip a few psukim. Pasuk Kaftes, and then he says, Yesh le'el yadi. El means power. There is power in my hands. I have an army here with me. La'asos imochem ra. I can do to you whatever I want. No one's watching. I can kill you. You ran away. He claimed that he stole his property. Whatever he said. Yesh le'el yodi la'asos imochem ra. And Hashem spoke to me, v'hashdelokei avichem, the God of your forefathers, emesh, yesterday, amar elai lemar, hishamalucha, midaber im Yaakov mitov adra. He told me last night, don't start up, don't speak to mitov adra. So, the Satmarav says, doesn't make any sense. If Hashem told him, don't start up with Yaakov mitov adra, how then can Yilovan say, Yesh le'el yodi? I don't have the power. I cannot disobey Hashem. Okay, so you'll tell me some philosophical, some hashkafic that the person has bechira. Let's put that all aside. Okay, let's talk very simple. Okay, very simple. First grade level. Hashem told you can't do it. Hashem said, Pen tedaber mitoy v'adra. So what is he saying? Yesh le'el yodi. I have power. I have power. La'asos imochem ru'a. I'll do to you whatever I want. You can't. Hashem told you, you can't. What's going on? So the Satmar Rav says there's one very important word in this pasuk, and this is all, this fataychus. You really fataychus, all the events that happened this week, all the tsaros this week, with the Palestinians, the Shagoyim celebrating, the Israelis have raised the white flag, we've won, we've conquered, you're dealing with people that are just brain dead. It's unbelievable, the lies, the retarded, delusional, crazy people. So this is mamash the taitch of the Lavan does. So Lavan says, this is what the Satmar Rav told this person, it's an incredible insight. Lavan says, yeah, Hashem came to me last night, but guess what, you know what? Ve'elokei avichem emesh, yesterday. That was yesterday. That was last night. Hashem came to me and told me, don't harm Yaakov. Don't speak midaber mirovia tov. Tov adra. That was emesh. That was yesterday. That was in the Altaheim. Today is different. Today is different. Today, yesh le'el yadi. Hashem told me yesterday, don't. So, Lavan Sakrum, he says, if I would have continued my conquest in the middle of the night, then I would not be able to attack you to do to you harm. But I listened to Hashem. I listened to Hashem for 5 minutes. I slept out the night. Now it's a new day. The sun has come up. It's a new day. And Hashem to all, but Hashem said, emesh, yesterday. Today, I'll do whatever I want. Yes. And the only reason why I'm not going to do it is because, you know, they're my own grandchildren. They're my own grandchildren, my own daughter. So, you know, he goes on, he gives his whole excuse why he's not going to cause you harm. Not because of Hashem. So Satmar Rav says, you talk just like Lavan. I asked you, what happened to your beard and pace? Why are you taking a back seat in America? How come you've given up? What about your traditions? That was yesterday. That was emesh. Today, it's different. We're in America. Today, times have changed. You have to adapt. You have to blend into society. This is Lavan, Emesh. Today, Yesh Le'el Yadi. A person, on their level, has to realize, on their level, in their life, today is no different than it was yesterday. The same way the Torah was true in ancient times, 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, it's the same Torah. Today is not different. If a person says today is different, he's talking like Lavan. Yeah.
Regarding this story regarding the Satmar Rebbe, some people came to the Rebbe and complained to him, some of your Hasidim are carrying on
too much. Yeah.
What? So what would your Hasidim be doing? So he told him in Yiddish, I'll translate in English, I left my Hasidim in Auschwitz.
I got what?
I left them behind. They're not my Hasidim. This is not what my real Hasidim would do. Yeah, very good. That's a powerful, powerful story.
Yeah.
That's a very sharp statement. Okay, let's go to another idea. Another idea. Okay, a short idea. Yaakov Avinu goes to sleep. Now there are many people, probably thousands of people, have received PhDs and postdoctorates on explaining what happens when a person goes to sleep. Okay, it's very strange. Why did Hashem create the world where a person needs to sleep? It's a very strange thing. A person, wouldn't we be more productive if we never got tired? Okay, many of us feel, I don't know, you sleep the whole day, you feel like you're in a daze, and then you sleep. What is this all about, sleeping? It's a very difficult thing to understand, the concept of sleep. But this week's parasha, we learn about sleep. Yaakov Avinu, he spends 14 years learning in Shem Va'eder. And during those 14 years, Chazal tells he did not sleep. We don't know what that means. It's not humanly possible not to sleep. We don't know what that means. Whatever that means, it means. And now, after 14 years on his way, after learning 14 years on his way to Lavan, he stops off to be mispalo, and he gets tired, and he goes to sleep. And what does he do? He takes 12 stones, and he positions them around his head. Now, there's a very strange Rashi. Rashi tells us that the way he arranged the stones. Let me go back to the pasuk where it says, "Vayikach me'avnei hamokom." He took from the avonim, bloshen rabim, bayosem mirashoysof. He took the stones and he put them around his head. Mirashoysof. Asa'on, I'm reading from Rashi. It's in the beginning of Pasuk, the second Pasuk of the parasha, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Asa'on kimin marzef. What is a marzef? A gutter. A gutter around the head. You have a drain or gutter around the head. He was afraid of the wild animals. Okay, then he goes on to say they began to quarrel, so Hashem did a miracle, they all became one stone. What does Rashi tell us? He made like a marzef. A marzef. A gutter. A gutter is something which collects water. Rains, there are little drops of water, a drop here, a drop there, a drop there. They begin to flow to the side of the roof, comes down. The gutter collects all the water. Yaakov Avinu just finished learning for 14 years in Shem V'Eder. Water is a marshal for Torah. Hoy kol tzamei l'chu l'mayim. When a person goes to sleep, what do you do when you go to sleep? When you go to sleep, so there's, I don't know, the scientists explain, is that your brain takes the experiences from the day, what's current, and it files it in the big computer. It adds the new data into your mind, and it enhances, everything gets enhanced. The new information that you have received today becomes enhanced by blending into your previous life experiences, and your previous life experience become enhanced with the new information that has entered into your conscious mind during the day. Sleeping, we all know that when you sleep and you wake up the next day, things which you, when you learn something, it's raw, and as time passes, it has more meaning, more depth, more significance as it settles in your subconscious mind. That's what sleep is all about. Sleep is, we take things that are new entries, and we file them in the subconscious, and that process enhances everything, blends together into one big puzzle, into one big pattern, and everything makes much more sense. Everything becomes enhanced. Yaakov spent 14 years learning. There were 14 years it needed to be processed. And the way it was processed, collected together into one pool, synthesized into one full understanding, is through sleeping. And that's why the way his sleep is described with a marzev, saviv roishai. His head was filled with information. He now went to sleep. Which information was being processed when he slept? The Torah that he learned, the mayim, hoy called sami l'chula mayim, the mayim was processed and collected into the marzev in this when he went to sleep. That's a significant point of why Rashi says that he went to sleep with the stones surrounded as a marzev. Now, what then did he do with this stone? This is an idea which is a simple idea which is brought all over, is that your tefillah, your koyach tefillah, is only as good as your koyach haTorah, and your koyach haTorah is only as good as your koyach haTefillah. The two, Torah tefillah, are two things which cannot be separated. The person learns, that gives him Yiras Shamayim, gives him the ability to daven to Hashem. And when he davens to Hashem, that gives him Siyat Ishmaya, they'll be able to study Hashem's Torah. And when he studies Hashem's Torah, he has more Siyat Ishmaya, that he's able to daven to Hashem. And it's an infinite cycle. The two ideas of Torah or Tefillah are inseparable. This is something which is unique to Klal Yisrael. By the Goyim, this is something that's learning. This is something that's learning Torah. This is something that's learning Torah. By Goyim, they have a service, they worship, they pray. By Klal Yisrael, you see the people who have the Koyach. Okay, Bible said, but it's not the Talmud Torah like Klal Yisrael. By Klal Yisrael, there's this concept, this idea, which is extremely unique. It's something which we take for granted, we don't appreciate, is that our Koyach HaTefillah, it's not like Goyim. It's like go to a church, they put their hands together, and it's a whole different world, because the Koyach HaTefillah is all built upon a foundation of Torah. And likewise, that Koyach HaTefillah gives us the further impetus to develop our Torah. That's exactly what you learn over here from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, he slept for 14 years. He goes to sleep, he takes a stone. The stone is a marzev. A marzev is something which collects all the drops of water. It collects all of his Torah. It's been synthesized. The Torah has been developed, has been turned into something extremely sophisticated. And it's that sophisticated collection of Torah which now serves as the foundation. Beis Elohim becomes the Beis HaMikdash. So this is a very important concept which you find all of the Chazal. You find Shtei HaLechem and Shavuos. Some say, why are there Shtei HaLechem and Shavuos? One Lechem is Torah, one is Tefillah. The Abaye says that the best place to daven is the place that you learn. I have many Batei Knesset in my community. The only place I daven is between the pillars. I choose to daven the same place where I study Torah, because there's a Siyat HaShemaya that comes from Tefillah, comes from Talmud Torah. And you have this idea in many places, and you see it clearly here in this pasuk here with the marzev and with the yevna zasher santi matzeva yeah base elokim. Okay, let's go to another idea. We have in the end of the parash Yaakov, this is a short idea which I think is very, very, there's a lot of depth in this idea. Yaakov Inu, he vayifka b'mokar. He comes and he meets the place. Where does he meet? He meets the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Why is it called vayifka meeting? What's the meeting? He should have planned to arrive as he is traveling from Canaan to Haran. So Rashi tells us he had no plan on stopping off at Har HaMoriah. Yaakov was living with Yitzhak in Eretz Canaan. They're living there somewhere near Hebron, it appears. I'm not exactly sure where they're living. Okay, in Eretz Canaan, near Hebron, in that vicinity, it appears. And now he's going to Choron, he's going to Aram Naharaim, he's going to find the Shidduch, he's going to Iraq, he's going to Chutz Liaretz, somewhere, I don't know, somewhere in Iraq, what?
Syria.
Aram? No, not Aram. Then he's going to Choron. is going back to, I'm not sure, wherever it is, what?
Yeah.
Wherever it is, he's going back to Lavan, wherever Lavan is, okay, I don't know, he's leaving Eretz Yisrael, he's going to another location to find the Sheikh. And in the process, he happens to pass Har Hamori, the place where Avram offered Yitzhak on the Mizbeach to the Akedah, the place where Od Merishon offered his first carbon, the place that's destined to be the Beis HaMikdash, the Har Hashem Yeroyah. Avram was misspelled, this mountain should be the place where Hashem will reveal the Shechina, shall be the Beis HaMikdash. And he says, I'm not going to stop off. I'm not going to stop. You know, you're going, the taxi is going, I'm not going to stop off. Then, as he gets closer, he goes to sleep. I have charata. Made a big mistake. I should have been mispalel when we were passing through Yerushalayim. I should have stopped off by the Kosel and offered a prayer. I made a mistake. I have charata. Hashem says, "Nu yav charata, I'll do you a toiva, kfitz aderech, I'll bring Yerushalayim to you. When you go to sleep, you'll be sleeping under the Yerushalayim, you'll be mispal, you have a dream, and when you wake up in the morning, you'll be right there." This is Mugna. Let me just read the words of Rashi. It's part of the words of Rashi. When he arrives on that location, and he says, "Manoira hamokoim hazeh." Okay, so we have the Rashi. It's Rashi's pasuk yud zam. I'm going to skip around the Rashi. V'im toimar. What?
Noira again.
Noira. I'm not focusing on the word Noira. That pasuk Yud Zayin V'im Toimar. I'm in the middle of this very long Rashi. Uchsheover Yaakov al Beis Hamikdash Madu lo ikfusham. Why didn't he stop? Rashi asks a very simple question. You're going from Chevron, wherever he was, to Lavan. Why did you stop? So Rashi says he didn't think it was important. So he says, Ihu lo yahav libe lispalal. He didn't consider. It wasn't a consideration to be mispalal b'makom shehispalalu avoysof. U'minashamayim yakvuhu. Should they stop him? Hashem lets you go wherever you want to go. It's a question. Does Hashem prevent you from going where you want to go? You did not plan on going there, so why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu interfere? B'derech sh'odem roitze leilech sh'om alichen oisol. He had no intent to stop over. U'min Hashemayim yakvu. Ihu ad choran ozal. He went all the way to Rachel and Leah. But what happened? Omar, he said, "Oy gevalt, I made a big mistake. I made a mistake. Efshar, is it possible? I was so foolish. Shavarti al mokom shehispalalu avoisai, where my forefathers prayed. V'loy hispalalti bo. What a mistake! What a mistake I made in life. Yochiv daiti lemahader. I'm going back." Forget about my shidduch. Forget about shidduch. I'm going back. I'm going back all the way to Yerushalayim. V'chozar ad Beisel. So he started going back, and as he started going back, fitzas haderech. Suddenly, he found himself by Beisel. He found himself by the place of the Beis Hamikdash. V'kafsulo haaretz. He went only for Beisel, short distance. Went to Beisel, and right away, he didn't have to go all the way. The Yerushalayim came all the way to where he was. So I want to suggest that this is mamish a musar haskil of a person's derech in life. Person is young, starts off, he's a teenager, a little bit older. What am I going to do with my life? Look at your parents, your grandparents. They were mispala. They had tefillah really means plans. You want to lead a certain life. You want to do a follow a mahalach. You want to go somewhere, yes, Hashem. They were misfal. But when a person is young, I want to be different. I want to be my own man. I have my own derech, my own avoda. I'm going to go somewhere else. And you set out to accomplish, to conquer, to do what you think is right. And as you travel in life, you pass. Oh, that's what my father did, my grandfather. I'm going to do different. I'm going to be better. I'm going to outdo them. I'm going to be better. And then you reach your destination. You reach the crossroads. You come to meet Rachel and Leah, to get married. And then you realize, you know, you get a little bit older, a little smart, and you realize, you know, what a fool I was. My father, my grandfather, they knew how to live. They knew what was right. They had the right mahalach in life. And then you first go back What did I do? You go back to Mispalel in the same place where your father and your grandfather and your forefathers were Mispalel. You follow in their derech. These words of Rashi is mamish, a cycle in life. It's a cycle in the generations in Jewish history. Let me read the words one more time. V'yim Taimar, just a week to bring out this point. Sh'ovar Yaakov al Beis HaMikdash. Yaakov Avinu, he's traveling. There's a Beis HaMikdash. No, why don't you go in? Madua lo yikvusham. Why don't you go? Stop off. Pray there. Nah. Ihu, this is Yaakov Avinu. Ihu lo yohev libe le'espalo b'mokam shespalo avaysa. It's for the old timers. This is the old timers. I'm not going to be mespalo my forefathers. V'im yashamayim yakvu. Derech sh'adam roitze lelech shamalichin also. But Ihu ad chornozal. Can I read in Perek? But kimata, when you finally get to your destination, kimata l'chara, when you reach your destination, Omar, what a fool I was. Efsher, sh'avarti al-mokam, sh'espalu ba'avoysai, v'lo yispalti bo. And now, when it comes later in life, that's unfortunately when a person really hits him. Yohiv da'ite l'mahader. Then you first realize it's time to go back, retrace your footsteps, and undo all of the foolish mistakes you've made in life. It's a very powerful Musar Haskel. It can be interpreted in many ways, of course. Not everything is so black and white, obviously, but there's something here. There's definitely a Musar Haskel in these words. Okay, one more last short vart. I think this vart very much applies to Chanukah. It's raw. It's a raw vart, which I leave for you to develop on your own over the Shabbos table. We explain to everyone. We know that Yaakov even comes and he meets Rachel and Leah. I never run this appeal of the whole thing. We have Rachel and Leah, two girls. And Yaakov, he loves Rachel. It's hard. Why Rachel over Leah? We're not dealing over here with 21st century. We're dealing over with Yaakov Avinu. Okay, whatever it is, he chooses Rachel over Leah. The Torah describes Rachel and Leah. Let me read you the description. And it's not for us to really to understand. That goes without saying. But the words of the pasuk are, Ulavan shtei vanos. Lavan had two daughters. The shver. Two daughters. Shem ha-gedol le'Leah v'shem ha-ketan Rachel. V'enei Leah rakos. What does it mean rakos? So Rashi says, she cried. It's Rashi. Everyone knows the Rashi. Every child in the Sadmachid, he left the Sadmachid. Everyone knows the Rashi. Rashi cried. She cried. Why? Because everyone said, look, Yaakov and Lavan are cousins. Yaakov has two daughters, Yaakov has two sons. Yitzchak and Lavan are cousins. Yitzchak has two sons, Yaakov and Esav. Rachel, Lavan has two daughters, Rachel and Leah. The oldest to the older, to the oldest, and the youngest to the youngest. Rachel, the younger, will go to Yaakov, and Leah will go to Esav, right? So who's Esav? So she googled him. So Leah googled. She googled Esav. So Ratzeach. He's an Avarian. But even what they have, these different organizations, different services that can try to clean your Google history, try to repair your reputation on Google, right? It didn't work for him. The paper trail was so deep, was so long, he was no hope. So she knew she was in trouble. So she cried. She cried her, and that's why Eini Leah Rakos. But the Rachel didn't have this problem, and she googled Yaakov. So Kol Yungaman, everything was fine and good. The Rachel Hoisa Yifas Tov Yifas Smar. Okay, very nice. Now that's what Rashi says, but that's not what the Targum says. Is a fascinating Targum Onkelos. Targum Onkelos is even more basic than Rashi, and many, many times there's a difference between the Perush Shemilos Targum and Rashi. Rashi is very complicated. What Rashi was trying to accomplish with this Perush, so that's a whole topic in and of itself. But the Targum says Ve'eni Le'Rakos Pasuk Yud Zayin. I'm telling you, it's all raw, but it's just an idea to discuss. Ve'eni Le'ya Yo'ayon. The word Yo'ayon means beautiful. And according to the Targum, it doesn't mean that Leah was crying her head off because she's going to marry. The Torah, it's not for the Torah, according to the Targum, to say bad things. The Torah is telling us, we have Rachel and Leah. Leah had a beautiful toyar and mare, a beautiful form and appearance. What those words mean exactly, that's for another time. And Leah doesn't say, we don't know, doesn't say anything about her toyar and her maria, but one thing we do know about Leah, she had beautiful eyes. Beautiful eyes. That's what it says about Leah. Okay, that's according to Rashi. So Leah had beautiful eyes, and Rachel had a beautiful toyar and mar, form and appearance. There's another very important diuk. When it comes to Leah, it says in the present tense, the enei Leah rakos, the present tense, that she has beautiful eyes. When it comes to Rachel, it's in the past tense, hoyasa, she had a beautiful form and a beautiful mar. So it's very interesting. We know that beauty doesn't last forever. Beauty is when a person is young, they're beautiful. When a person is 200 years old, it's not exactly what?
It's an old beauty.
An old beauty is not a young beauty. It's not the same, okay? Beauty is not something toyar and mare. It's not something which lasts forever. And therefore it's described in the past tense, v'rochel hoyesa. Yifas, toyar, yifas. When the Torah here is being written, it's after the fact. She had. But as she grew older, as is normal, it's not something which you describe a woman who's 200 years old. You don't describe her as being yifas, toyar, yifas, mara. That's just not the way it's described. The Metzius is not like that. But eyes, a person that has beautiful eyes, stays forever. It's something which remains forever. Now, I'll tell you a little bit of a Jewish, but then again, everything I'm telling you is it's machlokes beshamai. They still, how do you, in the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Tezayin, how do you praise the Kala? Beshamai says, Beisil says, Kala noha v'chasuda. She's a raving beauty. Beisil says, oh, come on. Come on. Kala k'moy shehi. Say it the way it is, Shammai. Say it the way it is. She's ugly as sin. Say it the way it is. So you go to a chasna. Of course, so the simple understanding of the Gemara is you're going to a chasna, and the kala is not exactly very beautiful. So how do you? What do you say to the kala? So according to Beis Hillel, you lie. That's the pasha on the Gemara. Lie. Shalom bias. It all starts here. Beautiful cow. Beautiful cow. According to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, don't lie. Don't lie. Say it the way it is. Listen, you have to, this is the world of reality. If that's Pshat the Gemara, we're in a lot of trouble. Because it's not likely that Beis Hillel should condone lying. Just don't say anything. Just lie. Okay, Shalom Bayis. I mean, what? And Beis Hillel is Shammai. Kemoy Shehi. You say it the way it is. Something doesn't go. Okay, so you can work with the Gemara. But if you take this Gemara, you take this pasuk with the Targum's translation, with the diuk of present, past, and present, Gzuntai, you can say that the truth is we're dealing with a kala that's exceptionally beautiful. Go to a chasna, the kala is gorgeous, out of this world. Never such a kala. How do you praise the kala in front of the chasan? Beis Hillel says, kala nor v'chasuda. Beis Shammai says, follow Rachel. The Rachel hoisa yifas mare yifas toyer yifas mare. Beautiful kala. We have to tell the chasen, by the way, you know, she's beautiful today. In 100 years from now, I don't know how beautiful she'll be. In 100 years from now... No, but Beis Shammai, I'm going to get to the point. You're not going to say that, but you focus on the beauty you have in front of you right now. Beis Shammai, you know, Beis Shammai is always midas hadin. Beis Shammai is always very tough. Everything's midas hadin. Beis Shammai says, what are you going to say? You're going to say the kala, she is gorgeous, she's beautiful. But you're misleading him. You want him to get married to the woman because of her beauty? The beauty is not going to last forever. It'll last for 100 years. But it's not going to last forever. What's going to happen in 100 years from now? She won't be so beautiful, and what? And then what? And then, all right, I only marry you for your beauty, so you're no longer beautiful. So you know what? Let's forget about it. Beis Shammai says, Kalik Moishi, focus on Leah. Focus on a quality that will be there forever. The Eine Leah Rakois. Leah had a mile of one up. She was also beautiful, Leah. Can't say that. The Emos were not beautiful. You can't say that. They were beautiful. But Leah had one up. Leah had one up on Rach. We always think when you read this passage according to Rashi, you think, I never Leah. Like you tell the Shatchan today, if you don't exaggerate with Shaduchim, if you don't exaggerate exponential exaggerations, then people think, oh my gosh, right? If you don't say about the Chassan, that he's the God of Hadar, you don't say about the Kala, that was never Shagul created in this world, then you think, who knows what you're dealing with? It has to be. We think that Leah, an hour, is a Nebuch, right? Isn't that the way the average person thinks? Mm-hmm. Leah was crying. Torah doesn't say she was pretty. Rach, oh, you fast Torah, you fast smart. Wow, what would you take? What would you take over the two? So what boy wouldn't say, I'm taking Rach, I'm taking... And that's what Yaakov says. Yaakov says, who do I want? I want Racha. That you have Yaakov is Racha. Why is a pretty girl? Pretty girl, you want a pretty girl. Finish, 1, 2, 3. That's the whole story. It's not the pshat. Pum fakert. Leah, not only was she gorgeous, she had another Milo. She also had beautiful eyes. And the beautiful eyes, relative to the Toya Mare, is a much greater Milo. You know why? They'll always be beautiful. Eyes don't change, even when you're 200 years old. They never change. The beautiful eyes never change. So it was Leah that was... better than Rachel. Not only was she Yifas Tovifah, that's a given, she even had the Milo of the beautiful eyes. Beishamai, go to a chast. What do you say in the chast? Let's say you have a beautiful kala. So Beisil says, look at the Beisil, you know, Beisil, Midas Harachamim. Beautiful kala, she's a pretty kala, that's what you say. Beishamai says, no, don't focus on the ephemeral. Focus on what's going to be eternal, the eyes. K'moy shehi, focus on something a mile like Leah, the Einei Leah Rakos, Yo'oyin, beautiful eyes, because that will be there forever. That's, and what's the raya? Because we always know there's a general concept, brought over many of Swarm, is that Bizman Hazeh, we're very weak, so we follow Bez Hillel. But Le'osid Lovo, in the end of days, we follow Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai is telling you, focus when you give praise to the Kala. Focus on what's going to be Ba'achris Hayonim. What's going to be in 100 years from now? You'll always be able to look back and say, ah, she had a beautiful eye. She still has the beautiful eyes. But the Yifasav Yifasmara, that's not necessarily going to last. I just wanted to point one more point. Chanukah is coming up. What is Chanukah? Chanukah is Yavon. Yavon had an incredible bracha. Yavon is Yaft Elokim Li Yavon. Beauty. And in fact, Chazal say, take the Yavon, the whole Minyan Chanukah is Hodar. Is the Mahadrin, 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 Mahadrin comes from beauty, Hodar. Take the Yoifi of Yavon and incorporate that into Klal Yishol. Yaft Elokim Li Yavis. The Yishkoin, the Ohol Eishem. Klal Yishol is an instructed to learn, to study the koyach, the milus of Yavon, and take the yoifi and bring that into Klal Yisrael to enhance, to beautify Klal Yisrael. But what do we celebrate about Hanukkah? The menorah. What about the menorah? What's the igd mitzvah? The neros. And what's the neros? Re'iyah. When we focus on Yoifi, the whole idiom of Chanukah is Yoifi, Yavon, the conquest of Yavon. But don't be foolish and looking at Hoyasa, Yifas Toyav, Yifas Mare. When you focus on the Yoifi, when you incorporate your Matzlech, your Ninatzech on Yoifi, remember the Iker Yoifi is the Einei Leorakos. Hoive. The Yoifi that remains forever. Chanukah is a mitzvah of Re'iyah, to look, the light of the simple little neros, the Yoifi, the eyes, to look, to focus on the Hoiveh, the Yoifi that remains forever, which is eternal. Okay, have a wonderful Shabbos, Mitzvah Shem, Monday, 9:30.